Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Wendy's Mail. The great Brent Reid joins us from the Australian newspaper, looking as good as ever. Reedy, are you pumped for tonight?
Oh, fired up, Maroon. Can't wait.
He's looking forward to tomorrow night, where he's got to go to Brookvale over Lotto Land. He lives 0.9th of a K away.
How good. How good is that?
Sometimes luck just smiles upon you.
Yeah.
Des, God bless Des Hasler. What a man.
You should send a drone down there and just watch it from your lounge room.
Would you do that? Would a drone go? Do they go that far?
I think they do go that far.
I think they get shot down over Brookvale, wouldn't it? A drone.
Imagine a drone. Oh, you go nuts.
Yeah, well, I've got one that goes down over the beach, so that's pretty good.
Lady Jane Beach.
Yeah, I know. You're kidding. All right, it's time for some Reedy's Mail. Let's start off with some Bulldog stuff for the Doggies fans.
Yeah, look, obviously the Doggies have been in the market for players. They've been linked with a whole host of them. Api Korosau, Jesse Ramien. They missed out on those two guys. They're actually linked with Herman Saisa as well, the Newcastle guy, but they've dropped off Herman Saisa as well. Apparently, because of the coaching change in Newcastle, I think Saisa wants to now see if he's got a home there under Adam O'Brien. So I don't think the Bulldogs are willing to wait to find out, and they've dropped off him. So at this stage, they're going to hang around and see what drops out the tree for them, and hopefully they've got some money, obviously, to play with over the off-season. They're going to see what happens and what shakes up and who they can sign, but you can rule out those three blokes now.
Well, that's an interesting term you use.
Dropped
there.
Out the tree.
Dropped out of the tree.
Yeah, you shake the tree and something drops out.
Now, that's interesting. So the Doggies, well, they've been very select in who they've signed. That's how they got Dallin Martini's Lesniak, and they got Nick Meaney, and everyone said, look at who's Nick Meaney.
And they're desperate to get a hooker. That is one position that's really driving them bonkers at the moment. And obviously, as I said, they're in for Api Korosau. They've been offered a host of players.
Is Leisha moving on?
Yes.
I believe he is.
Good. Okay. Has he got another club?
I don't know if he has it. I suspect he will.
What about Isaac Luke?
Well, he's an interesting one. But one guy they have been offered is Nathan Peets, who's got a year to go on his deal at the Gold Coast. And they've been asked whether they'd have any interest in taking Nathan Peets next year. From what I understand, they've said no to that because it would require them paying or putting him on contract for the following year as well. And I don't think they want to commit that far forward. I think Isaac Luke's the guy that might come in the mix there because... Yep. He's obviously hasn't got a club at the moment. He's been pretty open on social media about campaigning to find a home somewhere, and he wants a home somewhere. So I think that would depend on the price and obviously the length of the contract. But at the moment, Jerry Marshall King will be the man.
Oh, who has been doing a fantastic job? I think I heard Wade Egan as well from Penrith been mentioned at the Doggies as well. Obviously now that Api Korosau is going to Penrith, and Penrith have got four hookers.
I think the Warriors are quite keen on Wade Egan as well. Sione Katoa is another one that I think Canterbury will have a look at. Look, they'll cast the net.
And Mitch Kenny?
Yeah.
What's that mean for him?
Well, I'm not sure if he's available, MG. I know those other two guys might be, but I think they'll cast the net far and wide for a hooker, the Bulldogs, but obviously you can probably put a line through Nathan Peets as well at the moment.
Yeah, Isaac Luke might be good for a year, but as we said, anything else other than the Doggies, Reedy, coming in the mailbox today?
Yeah, look, interesting. David Fern has obviously been confirmed as the assistant coach at Newcastle with Adam O'Brien next year. Dave Fern has actually already started work there. There's an interesting backstory to Dave Fern and Adam O'Brien. Now, when Dave Fern was a player in Canberra, every year they used to go away to Batemans Bay for a camp, and they actually used to stay in the hotel that Adam O'Brien's father owns in Batemans Bay.
Right. Wow.
So they've actually known, the family's known each other for 20 years, basically, and now they're obviously on the coaching staff together. So
that's a good
bit of serendipity there.
Yeah, I like that. And sometimes it's good to have those around you who are the guys who are familiarity.
Yeah, and not always just through, rugby league as well, through, social situations. Yeah.
Well, Gerds, coaching is such a cutthroat industry.
Absolutely.
But it's good to know that the blokes in the right
the backstory to it.
Isn't after your back butt.
Yep.
And Dave's a guy who's could have gone to any number of clubs. Dave could have gone to the Gold Coast. There was talk about the West Tigers. There was talk about St. George Illawarra.
What happened to him over in, the financial, has everything been sorted out at
Leeds? So what happened over there was obviously the his deal got terminated over there. And he's
based on what, Rudy? Sorry.
Well, I think it was based on
performance.
Wasn't working out, basically.
Or was he ever running with administration?
No, I don't think he had a great run of results, Gerds.
And 14 weeks there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's not very long to turn a joint around.
And basically, he stayed over there until he got paid out because he was owed money.
Okay.
And I think they took their time giving it to him. And Dave said, well, I'm not leaving the country until I get my money. So that's why it took so long for Dave to come back.
But, okay.
So he backpacked for a few months.
Right. But the minute he got back, there were clubs lining up to sign him because he's got a great reputation,
yes,
Dave.
He's
a great bloke, fantastic bloke.
Does he know in 2019 there's such a thing as electronic funds transfer, Reedy? You don't have to hang around, mate. They're not going to come out with
it's
a
It's easier, though, if you're there,
yeah.
Marino.
That's right.
You know, the amount of side gigs you've got, I'm sure you know that. That
oh, but
sometimes
that's the problem.
If you're just
they're all
emailing
side gigs.
People, things don't always lob in the bank account. Anyway. But if you're there and you're in their face, it's
especially
a lot easier.
You and the love sponge go knocking on doors sometimes. That's what Dave was
But we're only looking for love. That's all we're looking
he's
for.
He's forever on his calculator. Just adding up all what he's earned for the week. He's just the mega.
You know what he said about side jobs? I've got a million of them, but I haven't got a job. I've got a million side jobs.
Yeah, that's good, bud.
Anyway, thank you, Reedy. You've done a sensation. Would you like to hang around?
Sure,
why that's
not?
Good. Be good to have you
because
here.
Because there's a lot of player movement that we want to find out where they're going, what players are going where.
Yeah, okay.